Day 3, Period 7. Auto-talking means talking out loud, non-stop, without editing yourself, without passing judgment on what you say, in a free-flow stream of consciousness. I start mine with the question, what is the subject matter of this auto-talking? For the next 8 minutes, I keep asking myself that same question, and allow what I notice in the environment to become the subject matter without going any deeper than just noticing. I also notice that it takes just about 8 minutes to walk from my house to Staples. I notice that my head is on my spine the whole time because I'm looking for clues and cues in the environment to help me see what a subject matter could be. This is a great discovery about the power of tangents, of how one thing leads to the next or not. Some wonderful topics emerge during auto-talking. And this is the point. To encourage the sensation of unblocking wonderment. I stop recording these thoughts on my iPhone after 2 minutes and use the remainder of the time to transcribe them when I get home. Day 3, Period 8. I select Dance Techniques, 2010, Tanzplan, Germany, from the list of books I brought to 8 days for the shared library. I open it to a section on Jill Clark called Minding Motion. I notice a schema that lists Clark's influences, teachers, and major collaborators. People and ideas I've worked with from her list include Clean, Yoga, Improvisation, Idiokinesis, Lisa Nelson, Deborah Hay, very indirectly, and Lulu Swigard and Mabel Todd through Irene Dowd. A thing I notice. Movement and learning can happen anywhere. Page 200. Day 4, Period 1. Clark seems to be an integral player in European dance pedagogy, but I've never heard of her. She says also, mindful body, embodied mind. Page 205. Day 4, Period 2. Other artists profiled in the book. Alan Danielson, Humphrey Lamone tradition. Anouk van Dyck, counterpoint technique. Barbara Passo, use leader technique. Daniel Roberts, Cunningham technique. Jennifer Muller, Muller technique. And Lance Gries, release and alignment techniques. My practice is mostly comprised of making, performing, and teaching. Lately, I've come to fear teaching despite having done it for more than 25 years. I think it's because of simultaneously losing connection with my own physical instrument as I age, and a growing distrust for classical training paradigms that mostly rely on meeting externally prescribed and judged outcomes. My desire to work with dancers who have a wide range of capacities and skills, including athleticism, healthy body habits, strength, coordination, subtlety. Day 4, Period 3. Musicality. Coupled with creativity, agency, curiosity, presence, humor, and eloquence compound the issue. I feel that neither classical technique forms nor many somatic practices are sufficiently able to address all of them. I've recently played with a form I devised called X-ness. The movement practice is improvisational and self-directed. Simultaneously, and using the solo form, all participants explore an element of space, time, or quality. A participant randomly proposes the X at regular intervals, and it's worked best when there are about 9 to 11 of them in an hour and a half period of time. I recently realized that X-ness is another way of being private, together. Day 4, Period 4. It's a hot, sunny day. We have walked to Center Island and are sitting on the ground in something like a circle on blankets and towels we share with each other under trees that mitigate the effects of the post-lunch sun. We are working on something. I can't remember what. Some of us are doing it and some of us watching. I love these moments of practice in situ that invite a stranger's gaze or go completely unnoticed, as if a strangely moving body was just another part of the park culture. Beside me is B, and beside her is... Day 4, Period 5. On day three, I drew this in my notebook. MC has the same drawing in hers, but neither of us remembers the context. Speculative. Almost. Actual. Too much. Remembering. Horizontal arrows suggest a linear timeline from past to future, from less than to more than. The diagonal arrows suggest an expansion on a surface. What about the vertical space? Is it implied? Day 4, period 6. I open my book arbitrarily and land on day 5. It's only a single page of notes, perhaps because I had slept in and missed the morning's activities. It's okay to do this at 8 days because we recognize that agency within a supportive group is a very powerful sensation. Taking responsibility for ourselves and others manifests in many ways, by pulling our weight through contribution, by being generous, leading a practice, by being open, engaging in someone else's practice, or by taking care of ourselves, retreating. In the afternoon, Naomi leads some games in a field. One of them was an elimination game, and I loved it. It is the first time that I laugh all week. The game helps to equalize the space, despite being competitive, which in and of itself is also fine. I won't describe the game, but you could ask Naomi to. Day 4, period 7. I love to cook and I love to eat, and I love how both of these things come together at 8 days. It's the binding agent. Nourishment is vital to our time together, and it comes in many forms, physical, intellectual, and spiritual. Although we all participate, Claudia leads this portfolio with care, laughter, exceptionally high standards, bonhomie, and deliciousness. I find a shopping list from the middle of the week. At the top is the word Michael, originally misspelled, but then corrected by placing an A on the E and an E on the A in green ink. It reads like a palimpsest. Underneath the list, bit of fish sauce, circled for emphasis and written in another color. 1 bag medium potatoes. 3 kinds bags of cookies for the open house. Pomegranate, Brussels sprouts, bag. And I add beer, in block letters in another color. Stephen works with Claudia on the food piece, and he has written this list, torn out of his notebook. Day 4, period 8. At some point, Stephen and I interview each other. Amy set up the conditions for the conversation, which I didn't write down. Some of the notes I took as Stephen spoke. Urgent fragments. Barometer regarding evolutions. Groundedness. Be back in our bodies more. Connecting body and art practice with community around it. Become less heady. Sleep? No. Figure it out. Increase inclusion. Confusing. Selection process. Elitism. Hosting. Guiding. Open to new. Follow its own path. 26, okay. Taking care of ourselves and practicing imperfections. Barometer, yes. Bigger picture about increased health, local politics, and embodied. I now recall that Amy asked us to think about 8 days 4.